And Shreya Uttama is the ultimate benefit. What's the ultimate benefit of the living entity? One who is jigyasu about that, inquisitive about that, that person needs a spiritual master. Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. And what's the qualification? When you're looking for a spiritual master, you need to know what you're looking for. Just like if you're looking for a diamond. If you go to a marketplace asking, I want to buy a diamond, and the merchant knows you don't know anything about diamonds, you may get something other than a diamond. It may look like a diamond, but it may be glass or plastic, and not a diamond, but you have to pay the price for the diamond. So, when you're looking for a spiritual master, you have to know the qualification. So the Vedas give that qualification. Shabde Pare Chanishnatam Brahmani Upashamashrayam. Three things. One is fixed in knowledge of Brahman. One can dispel doubts on the path to reaching Brahman. And Upasamashrayam. And all material considerations are cast to the side. That's the qualification of the spiritual master. Three qualities that one who's a searcher for the truth, the ultimate well-being of the living entity, needs to find such a person. There's another verse that comes from the Upanishads. Tadiganartam sagaram eva abhigacchet samadpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. How long does the bell go on for? There's a man pulling a rope. We just have to ask the man, stop pulling the rope, and the bell stops. Anyway. Tadigyanartam sagarum eva bhigacchet. I don't know Sanskrit, I just know my spiritual master. And Prabhupada has taught us that this abhigacchet is imperative. It's not optional. You must. Abhigacchet. You must take a spiritual master if you wish to know. Tad vigyanartam. Tad is a pronoun. It refers to the absolute truth. One who wants to know the absolute truth must approach a spiritual master. And what is the mood of the person approaching the spiritual master? Samitpani. Just like in the middle of the yajna arena, there's wood. Samitpani means carrying the firewood in your hand. Just like Krishna and Sudama did on behalf of Sandipani Muni. They went to the forest to gather firewood for the yajna. He's the personality of Godhead. To show example, Samitpani, he showed submission to the service of his guru by some menial service. Not something you get some special certificate for. Oh, I gathered some firewood today. I want a certificate. Humble service. Samitpani. And Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. This is the qualification of Guru again. Shrotriyam. One has heard Shruti. One has heard the knowledge of the Vedas. And one is firmly fixed, not only by words, but by actions also. Firmly fixed. They live their life according to the teaching of the Vedas. Shrotriyam Brahma Nishtam. Nishta is a term that means fixed, as opposed, or steady. Prabhupada used the word fixed up early on in the Hare Krishna movement. He wanted his devotees to become fixed up. And if someone became a little steady in their service, he would say, this devotee is fixed up. So we're supposed to become fixed up or nishtham in our activities of service to Krishna. You may have picked the wrong day to do this, on a Sunday in Vrindavan. All of you nice guests come to see darshan of Krishna Balaram. And here we are, trying to have a yajna in the middle of all of this. So, the devotees here have been engaged in devotional service, each one of them, for a number of years. Some words of appreciation for collectively the six devotees seated here in front of Krishna Balaram. Very steady in their practice of Krishna consciousness. Very careful and to their ability trying to apply the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in their life, and progressively preparing themselves for this very important event. So I think what I'll do, considering the circumstance, and we wanted to have you all take vows before the deity, so I'm going to invite the devotees to come forward and take your vows before the deity and before Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas. So Pramod and Lakshmi, we'll start with you. Please come. No English. Okay. So, four rules. Say in Hindi. You can. Okay. Okay. And how many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay. And you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Yes? Initiated name is Parjanya Maharaj. Not Parjanya Maharaj, but Parjanya, Parjanya Das. Parjanya is the name of Krishna's father's father. Nanda Maharaj is Krishna's father, and Nanda Maharaj's father is Parjanya. So Parjanya Das. Okay. She only speaks Hindi. Okay. How many rounds you chant every day? Okay. Okay. And the rules you'll follow? Okay, she got it. And you'll very carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings, like your good husband. Your initiated name is Lakshmana Devi Dasi. Lakshmana is one of the eight principal queens of Krishna in Dwarka. Prashant? Okay. You nervous? You look nervous. A little nervous? A little bit. Okay. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow? And you like Prabhupada's teachings, right? You make your best effort to carefully follow them the rest of your life. Yes. Initiated name is Pradyumna Das. One of Krishna's eternal associates, Pradyumna. Part of the Chatur Vyuha in the spiritual world. Sant. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules you'll follow? No distraction, right? And you'll very carefully make your best effort to follow Prabhupada's teachings throughout your life, yes? Very good. Initiated name is Chitraka Das. Chitraka is one of the cowherd boys. Commonly mentioned when lists of Krishna's cowherd boyfriends are named. Chitraka Das. Govind. You've been waiting a long time for this. How many years have you been chanting Hare Krishna? 7. 17 years he's been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Got a big smile. Do you know you have many well-wishers? Say in Hindi. You understand? I don't know what his sannyas name is, but the former president in Ujjain, he spoke with me in Mayapur, Bhakti Prem Swami. He said, I really want to see Govind become initiated. And I'm sure there's many other well-wishers, but he's one of your well-wishers. So here you are with well-wishers. You're in good shape. Okay, how many rounds you'll chant every day? 16 minimum. And how many, what are the rules that you'll follow? And you make your best effort to follow Prabhupada's teachings the rest of your life. Initiated name is Gauranga Das. Gauranga is on our altar on the left side. Nityananda and Gaura or Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, the giver of Krishna Prema. Sureka? Hindi only? Okay. How long have you been chanting Hare Krishna? 5 years. We have a lot of years of chanting here in this assembly. So, how many rounds you'll chant every day? 16 minimum. And the four rules? Kokeshi. And you'll carefully make your best effort to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life, yes? Your initiated name is Sikandani Devi Dasi. One of the incarnations of the Supreme Lord Krishna is Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj had a very, very famous and celebrated son named Vijitsva. And Vijitsva's wife, who produced wonderful praja also, is Sikandani. Okay, so we'll proceed now with the yajna.